Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with Scott Arno. He is the security advocate. He is the VP of the Soho Solutions. Give us that website, Scott.
TheSecurityAdvocate.com.
All right, so check it out, and you can find all the things he does there. And he's our cybersecurity guru. He's got all the credentials, and you can, as you can tell from the way he explains things to us, and he's got the come across, which for us means he speaks in plain English. So speak in plain English to us this time, Scott, about what IBM is planning Watson to do with us for cybersecurity, and remind people in case they don't know who Watson is.
Well, Watson's basically a quote supercomputer. You may remember it from a few years ago. It won at Jeopardy, beating all the champions.
Right.
The idea with Watson is you can give it a great deal of information, and it can sort through that information and then use that information to come up with conclusions, sort of what we think of as like artificial intelligence or machine learning, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
In effect, what they're using it for with security is sort of a next step after an existing thing called a security information and event monitoring system. Just for a quick plain English explanation of that. That takes basically tons of different events happening, usually in a larger company, and sort of ties together the ones that sort of fit weirdly. So what we don't think about is how many times there are actual weird-looking security things and what they call security events happening in a large company in any given day. If you're talking about a big company, no exaggeration, they can get 200,000 events in a single day.
Wow.
Now, they do try to break these down, and humans are looking at it, trying to catch the important ones, and it's an insanely difficult task. You may remember the Target breach a few years ago. There were articles shortly after it came out saying they had like 60 warnings over a period of X number of weeks.
Hmm.
Well, that's great, but again, over 200,000 warnings a day, 60 is pretty hard to pick out of that. So I thought they were being a little harsh to the security crew there. So this security, it's called a SIEM system, S-I-E-M. What one of these systems will do is, let's say there's some weird traffic thing happening in this part of the network, and there's some strange login attempt over there, and something funky's happening with a firewall there. If they all tie into the same part of the network, the SIEM system will tie it together and put up a warning, which is a lot more helpful. Now, Watson's sort of taking this a step further. They're doing that. They're also not just tying together different events. They're getting information about different parts of the network. So let's say, for example, you're looking at something which is a, quote, signature-based defense like antivirus.
Mm-hmm.
What I mean by that is, in effect, what will be happening is when something bad is found, like a piece of malicious software malware, basically the makers of the various defensive products will take those, and they'll take a little sample of that code as a, quote, signature to look for in the future. So if something's coming into the system, they'll run a search versus that little piece of code,
mm-hmm.
trying to find that same signature to know to block it. Now, the bad guys know this, so you wind up with this crazy cat-and-mouse game going back and forth where the bad guys keep trying to change it, which is why you see these insanely high numbers.
And only a computer like Watson can keep up with them.
Exactly.
Because it's harder to play defense against a scenario like that than it is to be on offense.
Now, for us normal folk, what you would do to compare, say, something that's questionable, you could look at a site called VirusTotal, which is free and combines a bunch of different vendors. Watson pulls that in, and they have information from all these different places.
So Watson aggregates resources.
Exactly. And there's so much information, because we've mentioned cybersecurity is such a wide-ranging area, it sort of cuts it down so that when something's coming in, it's being looked at in a lot more detail. But beyond this signature-based defense, it's also looking at behavior, because there are all sorts of weird things that can happen on a network. Let's say your company's based in Chattanooga, and let's say at 6 in the morning local time, you're getting a login from Azerbaijan.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little weird if you don't have any people there.
Right.
The system should be able to detect something strange is happening.
Right.
Or maybe files within your system are altering suddenly for no particular reason. Again, that has to be caught.
So this is a proactive, this is not reactive cybersecurity, it's proactive cybersecurity. It starts going to work when things begin to look weird, right? Not after they've turned weird. And so the 0 day the zero-day logic that we've heard about over the last couple of decades. What is that now? 0 minute, 0 second, 0 0? Oh, what is it?
Yeah, exactly. And a lot of the things like this, the SIM system or the behavioral-based stuff, that's when there is no signature yet to match against. So the idea is they're looking for something weird. Is there a strange mm-hmm. surge of data moving out of your system in some odd hour of the night? Mm-hmm. That's weird. Is there...
What is it? Does it shut it down, or does it just hold it up and keep looking at it? What does it do?
It depends on how it's configured. You can set these systems up...
But the main thing, the bottom line is that the offense is getting better at detecting this. So this is a good thing for our national security, isn't
it? Well, a lot of the trick here is, you know, getting it to a point where smaller business can benefit from it.
That's exactly what we're looking for, and we're going to keep counting you to keep us posted. Thanks, Scott. Come back soon.
Love to.
I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.